A Jewish journal article. 3 killed, 6 wounded in terror shooting near Jerusalem. 3 Israelis were killed and 6 other people were wounded on Thursday morning in a terror shooting on Wiseman Boulevard at the entrance to Jerusalem. Megan David Adam emergency medical personnel treated the victims before evacuating them to hospitals in the capital. The fatalities were identified as 24-year-old Livia Dickman, from Jerusalem's Har Nof neighborhood, Hannah Ifrigan, a school principal in Beit Shemesh in her 60s, and rabbinical court judge Elimelech Wasserman, 73. At yoli_brimpick.twitter.com/jountownjcock. At GLZ Radio, November 30, 2023. According to police, 2 terrorists got out of their car at 7:40 a.m. and opened fire at a bus stop. They were reportedly armed with an M16 assault rifle and a handgun. 2 off-duty soldiers and an armed civilian killed the terrorists, according to reports. https://jewishjournal.com/wp-content/uploads/2023/11/vid-20231130-wa0031.mp4. The attackers were later identified as brothers Murad Namer, 38, and Ibrahim Namer, 30, from Eastern Jerusalem. According to the Israel Security Agency, Shin Bet, the pair were Hamas members and had previously been jailed for terror-related activity. In a statement, Hamas's military wing took responsibility for the attack, identifying the perpetrators as jihad-waging Qassam martyrs, while calling for escalation of resistance, i.e., terrorism. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement on the terrorist attack following a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken in the Israeli capital. This is the same Hamas that carried out the horrible massacre on October 7, the same Hamas that tries to murder us everywhere. I told him, Blinken, we swore, and I swore, to eliminate Hamas. Nothing will stop us, said Netanyahu. Visiting the scene of the attack, Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said the government needed to respond to terror with military force. This incident proves yet again that we cannot show weakness, that we have to address Hamas only through war, said Ben-Gvir. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, second from right, at the scene of a deadly terror attack near Jerusalem, November 30, 2023. Credit. Otzma Yehudit Party. Minister without portfolio Benny Gantz, a member of the war cabinet, said that the attack strengthened Israel's resolve to continue waging war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. This terror attack is further proof of our obligation to continue to fight with strength and determination against murderous terrorism, which threatens our citizens. In Jerusalem, Gaza, in Judea and Samaria, and everywhere, said Gantz. Benny Gantz, at Gantzby, November 30, 2023. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, who is also a minister in the defense ministry, tweeted in response to the attack, "We are at war on all fronts. The terrible attack in Jerusalem reminds us that our enemies are not only the Nazis in Gaza. We will pursue and destroy them, God willing, everywhere. Israel would not rest until victory is achieved," he added. At Bezalelzim, November 30, 2023, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Jack Lew denounced the attack, tweeting, "Abhorrent terrorist attack in Jerusalem this morning. We unequivocally condemn such brutal violence. My thoughts are with the families of the victims and I offer my sincere condolences to all those affected. Abhorrent terrorist attack in Jerusalem this morning. We unequivocally condemn such brutal violence. My thoughts are with the families of the victims and I offer my sincere condolences to all those affected." Ambassador Jack Lew, at U.S. Amb Israel, November 30, 2023. On November 16, Hamas terrorists shot and killed an IDF soldier and wounded 5 other members of the security forces near the Tunnel Road checkpoint between Gush Etzion and southern Jerusalem. 3 Palestinian gunmen arrived at the crossing by car and opened fire on Israeli forces, who returned fire, killing the terrorists. The terrorists were part of a Hamas cell and planned to perpetrate a much larger attack in Jerusalem. The slain soldier was identified as 20-year-old Corporal Avraham Fetina from Haifa. Earlier this month, an Israeli-American border police officer was killed in a terror attack near the Herod's Gate entrance to Jerusalem's Old City. Another officer was moderately wounded. The slain officer was named as Sergeant Elisheva Rose Ida Lubin, 20, from Kibbutz Sa'ad near the Gaza Strip. She immigrated from Atlanta in the United States in August 2021 and was drafted into the police in March of the following year. Late last month, an Israeli policeman was seriously wounded in a stabbing attack near the Shivte Yisrael light rail stop in Jerusalem. On October 12, two police officers were injured in a terrorist shooting just outside Jerusalem's Old City. Thursday's attack comes amid a ceasefire in the war sparked by Hamas's October 7 invasion of the Jewish state, in which terrorists killed 1,200 people, wounded thousands more, and took some 240 captives to the Gaza Strip.